In today's episode, I'm here to share with you my controversial opinion that it's possible to enjoy Christmas, eat all the foods that you enjoy, and lose weight. The issue is that most people think this is not true, and this therefore becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I'm going to detail the exact same 7 strategies that I'm giving my one-on-one coaching clients in this podcast. So get a pen and paper, take some notes, and be prepared to shift your perspective. How do you create a life that allows you to lose weight, eat the foods that you love, and sustain the results? Over the last 10 years, I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. I'm Max Lowry. I'm an author, personal trainer, and weight loss coach. In this podcast, I'm going to share my top tips and tricks from within my one-on-one coaching program. It's my goal to give you the tools and understanding so that you never diet again. Now, before we dive into our main topic today, I want to address something important. Every year, when I talk about weight loss during Christmas, I get mixed reactions on social media. Some of you express disappointment, advocating for self-love and acceptance instead of weight loss. And I get it. I really do. The holiday should be about joy, not about pressure. But here's the thing. Enjoying Christmas and losing weight aren't mutually exclusive. People believe it's impossible to lose weight and enjoy the Christmas period. And this is a prime example of a limiting self-belief, which ultimately becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you don't believe it's possible, then of course, that's true. I don't blame people for having this kind of limiting belief. They are an inevitable consequence of exposure to years of fad diets, the media, and diet culture. The other problem with this kind of thinking is that it doesn't only apply to Christmas. It's often applied to holidays, birthdays, summer, and Thanksgiving. This mindset can create a cycle of guilt and restriction around special events. It leads to a pattern where people must either strictly adhere to their diet or completely abandon it. A prime example of all or nothing thinking, which is something I've talked about at length in previous episodes. So I'm here to tell you that it's possible to enjoy Christmas parties, family events, Christmas Day itself, and lose weight. Before we go into the 7 ways to lose weight this Christmas, I want to explain why I think it's important to continue on your fat loss journey during December. It's because achieving weight loss during challenging times, when conditions aren't ideal, such as Christmas, can significantly improve the chance of long-term success. If you get really good at something when conditions aren't ideal, it means that when conditions are better, it's going to be so much easier. And really, it's because this journey is not just about shedding pounds. It's about developing resilience and learning to be flexible in your approach. When you know how to enjoy family feasts guilt-free, you will be able to enjoy life to its fullest. You'll learn self-control, mindful eating, and creative problem-solving skills to maintain healthy eating and exercise routines. It ingrains lifelong habits that are essential for maintaining a healthy weight. The confidence and skills gained during difficult periods can help you manage your weight effectively under any circumstances, leading to long-term weight loss success. So, without further delay, here are 7 ways to lose weight this Christmas. And these are the exact same tips that I give my one-on-one coaching clients every single year. Number 1, take ownership. Often it's not the social events or Christmas day that causes weight gain. It's the decision that is made at the start of December that this entire month is a write-off and you might as well wait until January the 1st. That decision leads to a month of overindulging and not making any effort at all. So don't fall into that trap. Make the decision right here, right now, at the start of December, that you will stay as consistent as you can with your usual healthy eating and exercise routines for the month of December. You don't need to be perfect. Maybe you won't be quite as active, you won't get quite as many workouts in, and you won't be quite as on point with your nutrition, but that's okay. Something is better than nothing. Number 2, shift your perspective. Long-term weight loss isn't about counting calories and weighing your turkey out on Christmas Day. Christmas Day is just one year. Success lies in what you do for the other 364 days in the year. Take the pressure off yourself to be perfect. Your results will come from what you do most of the time. If you're not in the shape that you want on Christmas Day, then eating perfectly on Christmas Day is not going to make any difference. Number 3, remember the 6 P's. Proper planning prevents piss poor performance. Map out your entire December. When are the social events happening? When are you traveling? When are you with your family? Plan your usual healthy eating and movement routines around these events. Schedule them into your diary. That way you're not caught off guard and suddenly you realize it's halfway through December and you've done very little activity and your eating's been all over the place. Make life easier for yourself. If you are really busy in December, get supermarket delivery so that you don't have to go out to the shops. Make a rough meal plan of what you're going to eat on the days where you don't have social occasions. And when you know you do have big events in the evening, plan lighter meals that are high in protein, higher fiber to keep things in check. Number four, this is a big one. Understand the difference between restriction and restraint. Restriction involves setting rigid boundaries that often lead to a feeling of deprivation. It's about saying no to all festive treats. This is unsustainable and unenjoyable and will keep you trapped in the guilt cycle. At no point should you restrict and deprive yourself. Restraint, on the other hand, is about moderation and mindful choices. It's not about avoiding your favorite holiday dishes. Instead, it's about enjoying them in a balanced way. Restraint allows you to savor the flavors without overindulging, maintaining a positive relationship with food. By focusing on restraint rather than restriction, you empower yourself to make choices that align with your weight loss goals while still participating in the joy and traditions of the festive season. This is how you can still eat all your favorite Christmas foods without guilt. Really quick one for me, guys. I don't run ads on this podcast, and I do aim to give you as many high-value tips and tricks as I can for free. All I ask in return is that you help me spread the word. That way, I can help as many people as I can to never diet again. The way to do that is to rate, review, and share this podcast. A review will only take 30 seconds, but it would mean the world to me. But more importantly, it could help change the life of someone else. Number five, practice mindful eating. Mindful eating is a powerful tool for long-term weight loss. All my clients are practicing the skill of mindful eating. It involves being fully present and aware while eating, savoring each bite, and paying attention to your food's flavors, textures, and aromas. Eating mindfully makes you more likely to enjoy your meals without overeating. It encourages you to listen to your body's hunger and fullness signals. This helps you decide how much to eat based on physical cues, rather than emotional or situational triggers. So the next time you're in a social situation or any food situation, to be honest, I want you to ask yourself these five questions. How hungry am I? How will I feel after eating this? How would I feel if I didn't eat this? What is my emotional state right now? Am I eating just because food is available? If you go into these food situations asking yourself these questions, you will end up having more control over what you're eating. And you'll make decisions out of facts, logic and intuition instead of fear, anxiety and restriction. If you get better at the skill of mindful eating, you will be able to enjoy every single food that you want and lose weight. Number six, pre-decide how much you're going to indulge on special occasions. Setting clear boundaries for yourself before you're in the moment allows you to enjoy the festivities without overstepping the limits that align with your weight loss goals. This doesn't mean strict restriction. It's just about making conscious choices. The issue for many people, myself included, is when we go into social situations, we usually behave in exactly the same way we have many times before. We go into autopilot, and that autopilot is either going to allow us to be the best version of themselves over many years, or a steady and slow decline with your mental and physical health. If you visualize exactly how you want to feel at the end of this social situation, and then determine exactly what are the behaviors and habits that you need to incorporate so you have that feeling at the end. Literally write this out, write down, visualize the entire social situation. How many drinks do you have? What food are you going to eat? How are you going to interact? Who are you going to talk to? When are you going to leave? How much water are you going to drink? If you have that strategy in place, you are far more likely to behave in a way that is in line with your goals. This is something I personally used when I was trying to shift my alcohol habits. Number seven, use a traffic light system for special occasions. A lot of the clients I work with are overwhelmed by social and work events every Christmas, and it can be very overwhelming for them to know how to navigate it all. I advise them to use this traffic light system to give them more clarity on how they should behave at each event. So you should categorize each event into either green, amber, or red. So each color has a different expectation and a different behavior. Let's go through it. So green events, the expectation is that you're very excited, the food is likely to be really good, and you love all the people going. And so therefore, the behavior should be to let your hair down, practice minimal restraint, but continue to eat mindfully and enjoy it. Then we have amber, the expectation. You think it'll be fun, but you're not that excited to go. You're not really sure what the food will be like, and there's a chance the food will be rubbish. The behavior, practice more restraint, don't arrive hungry, eat mindfully, and continue to ask yourself the five mindfulness questions I mentioned earlier. And then we have the red events, expectations. You aren't looking forward to this, but you have to go, and you know the food is going to be terrible. The behavior for red events is to eat a proper meal before you go. Do not turn up hungry. Set very clear intentions before you go and practice the highest level of restraint that you can. Stick to primarily non-alcoholic drinks and leave early. By incorporating this traffic light system, it means you can enjoy the great events to the fullest without guilt and practice more restraint and ultimately have more control over the ones that you're not looking forward to very much. The issue is that most people just go in and behave exactly the same way and then kind of regret it afterwards. So there are my seven tips. All of them come under the same category of planning, being intentional, and mindfulness. The issue is that most of us are stuck on autopilot. We aren't self-aware. And this just means that over time, you're not who you want to be or where you want to be. Taking a step back, deciding exactly what you want out of the December period, it means that you can ultimately have more control and more fun and not feel guilty at the end and potentially lead to weight loss. I know that many of you might be disappointed to listen to this podcast. Perhaps you anticipated a deep dive into fasting techniques, detailed calorie counting and macro tracking, or some revolutionary magic workout routines. Whilst these elements might have their place, they often only scratch the surface of achieving lasting weight loss. Instead, this podcast offers insights and strategies that I share with my coaching clients, which focuses on addressing the underlying habits and mindsets that drive long-term results. These tips aren't just quick fixes. They are about understanding and changing the fundamental behaviors that lead to sustainable health and fitness. Remember, Christmas doesn't have to be a time of fear or guilt around food and weight. It's possible to enjoy Christmas, embracing its indulgence while still staying true to your weight loss journey. These strategies aren't just about dodging holiday weight gain. They're about embracing a lifestyle where you can have your Christmas cake and eat it mindfully. If you would like to go deeper into any of the topics of this podcast and learn the exact same step-by-step system, which I use with my coaching clients, then make sure you check out my free definitive guide to fat loss. It will teach you everything you need to know to lose weight, sustain the results, and live life to the full. It's linked below in the notes beneath this podcast.